Damian, thanks for joining us again for the Monday Business Watch. Last week, it was announced by health officials in New Mexico that Doñana and Otero counties both returned to yellow after being in the red. That's with the COVID-19 color-coded risk system that the state has implemented. What does that mean for these counties, and what can they expect?
That's right. We found out Wednesday that in Doñana County, our positivity rate dropped below 5% to 4.72% for that rolling 14-day average. And so, of course, that means probably first and foremost, and of greatest interest to our listeners, is that food and drink establishments, if they are New Mexico Safe certified, can operate at 33% of their maximum indoor capacity and 75% of their maximum outdoor dining capacity. However, any establishment serving alcohol has to shut down by 10 o'clock night. It also means the return of close contact businesses, gyms and salons and that sort of thing. They can operate at 33% of their maximum indoor capacity or up to 20 customers at a time, whichever of those is smaller. And if they happen to have any kind of outdoor space on the premises, they can operate there at 33%. Another thing that is certainly of interest is it means the return of sporting events. We had a couple of high school rivalry football games over the weekend, the Oñate Centennial game, the Mayfield Cruces game. The Field of Dreams is allowed to operate at 25% of maximum capacity as a large entertainment venue, which meant that each school was able to sell 700 tickets apiece for their fans.
A bit of good news for folks who follow those rivalries, and also some good news for folks who are working in hospitality in our area. Let's move on and talk about that. In the hospitality arena, we have some news of an expansion.
That's right. Caliche's frozen custard adding its third Las Cruces location. This is going to be convenient if you live on the East Mesa. This location going up just off of North Main Street on Lenox Avenue. So if you're used to driving around that part of town, it'll be right by the Sonic and Mr. Car Wash there on North Main just before you get to the I-25 overpass. We talked to company president Javier Morales. He said that their plans for expansion began a few years ago in late 2017, but they just solidified the location late last year. And of course, the COVID-19 pandemic kind of set back the plans, as it has for so many small business owners. But they're really looking forward to this growth. This is their third location in Las Cruces. They also have a location on White Sands Boulevard in Alamogordo, and they're hoping to have this completed by August of this year.
Well, obviously some great news for folks who love frozen custard and hot dogs in the area. Now, let's move on and talk about some new restaurants coming to town. Let's start off with a sports bar. What can you tell us about this?
Bubba's 33 is a chain of sports bar. It was founded by Kent Bubba Taylor, who's also the founder of Texas Roadhouse. They are starting construction right now on a location at Loman and Telshore, just west of the Pecan Grill. So kind of in the area where the old Johnny Carino's used to be. They're not the only restaurant that's going in there. There's another one called Another Broken Egg. They're a breakfast, brunch, and lunch franchise that, you know, serves pancakes and French toast and omelets, but you can also get some signature cocktails like mimosas and Bloody Marys for brunch. So that's probably sure to be a popular place. Signet Jewelers has got a location that's going in at the right there as well. They're the parent company of various brands like Zales and Jared, and there will also be a Sleep Number store planned for that location.
Okay, Damian, thank you for the update. We look forward to talking with you next week.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure, Anthony.